Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative. Cattle complex seems set to open today with mixed prices. Thanks to spillover selling and short covering, the hog issue should also open with uneven prices, tied in part to bull spreading and the unwinding of the bear spreads. Now, monitors of the cash cattle trade should start to see more bids today, probably around 188 to 190 in the north, 116 to 118 in the south, and look for show lists to be priced close to 195 in the north, 120 to 122 in our part of the country. Now, assuming that most packers are relatively short bought, we expect light to moderate trade volume to surface sometime today or tomorrow. Live and feeder futures are geared for a mixed opening thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and midweek short covering. The hog buyer should resume business today with steady to weak bids. Carcass value did improve some on Tuesday, but packers seem to be moving adequate numbers without a great deal of difficulty. Lean hog futures, though, should start out on both sides of unchanged in light trade volume today. Corn, soybeans, and wheat closed higher on yet Tuesday, with corn and wheat turning higher after USDA at midday released its monthly crop report. In that report, USDA raised its estimates for all three crops and included expected record yields for winter wheat. The wheat closed higher for the day despite some bearish numbers from USDA. Higher corn and soybean markets plus expected greater feed use and exports helped ease the pain of a much bigger crop. The corn futures settled about 4 cents higher as USDA's cut to Brazil crop and raised U.S. exports by 100 million bushels. The Midwest crop continues to do well, with USDA late on Monday rating it 76% good to excellent. That's up a point from a week ago. Now, soybeans closed higher yesterday as well, helped by the new forecast for hot weather later in July and by support of outside markets. USDA raised U.S. production to 3.88 billion, which was close to trade forecast, but also increase exports, lowered this year's ending stocks, and raised next year's. We'll check futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, on our futures, the August live cattle down 45 at the close, 108.90. October down 42 at 108.90. Feeder cattle for August down 85 at 138.60. And September was down 70, 137.65. August hogs up 82 at 79.17. October was down 17, 67.75. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. September up 6.25 at 4.23. December was up 6.5 at 4.48.25. September Chicago wheat's up 8 cents at 4.38.5. December up 8 cents at 461. September corn up 4 cents, 352.25. December was up 4.75 at 360.25. August soybeans up 25.25 cents at the close, 11.02.25. September up 29.25 at 11.92.75. October cotton up 94 at 72.08. December up 126, 72.04. August crude oil's down 52 at 46.28. September's down 59, 46.98. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.